Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Salesforce announced it plans to acquire the data analytics and visualization company Tableau for $15.7 billion in stock. Tableau will continue to operate independently as its own brand after the acquisition, with CEO Adam Selipsky and other leadership staying on board. Both company boards have approved the deal, which represents a significant increase on Tableau's market cap at the close of trading on June 7th of $10.8 billion. The acquisition is part of Salesforce's plan to extend beyond its CRM business, bringing advanced analytics to the data already stored on its platform. Microsoft released details about its next-gen Xbox console, codenamed Project Scarlet. Microsoft claims the new console is 4 times faster than the Xbox One X, using a custom CPU based on the AMD Zen 2 and Radeon RDNA architectures, GDDR6 memory, and an SSD that can be used as virtual RAM. The device will be capable of 8K gaming, achieve frame rates of up to 120 frames per second, although probably not with 8K, with support for variable refresh rate and ray tracing. Halo Infinite was also announced as a launch title for the console. U.S. Customs and Border Protection confirmed photos of travelers and vehicles traveling in and out of the U.S. were stolen in a data breach. The photos were transferred to a subcontractor's network that wasn't following proper security protocols where a malicious cyber attack took place, a CBP spokesperson told TechCrunch, although CBP's own networks weren't compromised. The agency first learned of the breach on May 31st and says it affected fewer than 100,000 people at a single land border. Google's upcoming Stadia game streaming service will let publishers offer their own game subscriptions through the streaming service. Stadia exec Phil Harrison says he expects publishers to start thinking about their own subscriptions in relatively short order, and that Google will support that on its platform and will see some announcements in due course around that. Harrison didn't name Electronic Arts specifically, although EA already offers EA Access, a subscription service that lets users download a selection of its games on Xbox One and soon PS4 for a single monthly fee. EA also confirmed it will offer games through Stadia, though hasn't announced any titles yet. Huawei is delaying the launch of its foldable phone, the Mate X, from this month to September. A Huawei spokesperson told CNBC that after Samsung's foldable smartphone had issues with media units earlier this year, it will take more time to test the Mate X further. The 5G-capable Mate X was first unveiled in February. On Wednesday, Huawei announced that its MateBook X laptop launch was on hold because it relies on Intel chips and Microsoft software that are restricted for sale to Huawei by the U.S. The information has sources who say Apple is in talks to buy Intel's German operations that makes modems. The group provided baseband modems for iPhones from 2007 to 2010 when it was part of Infineon before Intel acquired it in 2011. Intel has been pursuing strategic options for its 5G wireless phone business and says it has received significant interest. Intel exited the smartphone modem business in April after Apple and Qualcomm settled a legal dispute over patents and licensing. Several former Infineon executives now work at Apple. Troy Hunt announced he's looking for buyers for the Have I Been Pwned service, which compiles a database of leaked usernames and passwords so people can see if their account credentials have been compromised. Hunt launched the database in December 2013. The service now has almost 8 billion records, with 3 million people subscribed to notifications. Commercial subscribers use it to alert members to identity theft and protect online assets from things like credential stuffing and fraud. Hunt has been operating it alone, but is now looking to sell it to a company. He emphasized that he will remain part of it, it should remain freely available to consumers, and there should be more disclosure possible with more people working on it. The sale process is referred to as Project Svalbard. Samsung announced the Wall Luxury TV, a 292-inch modular micro-LED TV with 8K resolution. The TV is rated for 100,000 hours of use and capable of 2,000 nits of brightness. Samsung also announced the slightly smaller 73-inch 2K model. Both TVs are set to launch in July. No pricing was announced, but a lot is a safe bet. Epic Games announced it acquired the video chat app House Party. House Party will continue to operate as a standalone app, and an FAQ stated user data from House Party will not be shared to an Epic Games account. A recent Sensor Tower report estimated House Party has 35 million users, 40% of which are outside the U.S. And finally, the Wall Street Journal reports a dozen companies are backing Facebook's upcoming Libra cryptocurrency, which is expected to be announced next week. Financial organizations like Visa and MasterCard, plus internet companies like PayPal, Uber, Stripe, and Booking.com, will reportedly invest around $10 million each to fund development of the cryptocurrency and be part of an independent consortium called the Libra Association. A full Libra release is set to be set for 2020 and to function as a stablecoin, joining government-issued currencies and limiting the volatility of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Remember, for a discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.